the train's going to leave the station with or without the Democrats on board, apparently. Time to set the record straight, but we just don't know what the record is. I'm Steve Gruber for Tuesday, February 4th, 2020. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the spread of the Wuhan coronavirus could be going on for months, possibly years. The death toll mounting into the several hundreds now. It could be the thousands and could easily surpass the H1N1 flu pandemic of 2009. Number two, a shocking announcement from conservative and legendary talk show host Rush Limbaugh, revealing yesterday he's been diagnosed with advanced lung cancer. We'll talk about that coming up. And number one, it was a huge, confusing night. The Iowa caucuses, there are always three tickets out, they say. And the winners are, nobody knows. Complete chaos. Complete and utter chaos in Iowa today. A complete breakdown of the system. They have no idea right now. The app that they put together that was supposed to set all of this into a fluid, easy motion has collapsed. Bernie supporters are screaming it's rigged. Buttigieg is claiming victory. Warren, Klobuchar, Biden, all the rest, we don't know. But here's what seems to be clear. This does seem to be clear, speaking of Joe Biden. It appears that Joe Biden did very poorly in Iowa. This is just reading the tea leaves, hearing from different caucus goers, hearing how it all broke out. It looked early on as if Bernie Sanders had done very well and Joe Biden had done very poorly. This is the nightmare scenario for Democrats, by the way, if that's the case. And then you wonder what happened. You know, just a couple of days ago, the very well-respected Des Moines Register poll was shelved. You know, we're not sure the numbers are right. In all the time I've covered politics, the Des Moines Register has always been right, okay? The Des Moines Register has always had a great poll that was always fairly accurate. It was reliable. It was trustworthy. And all of a sudden, they put it on the shelf. And then in the Iowa caucuses last night, we hear that Bernie Sanders has taken a substantial lead with better than 60% of the vote in many areas. Then all of a sudden, that's put on the shelf. Well, we're not sure. It's all confusion. We'll give you an update later. Well, it's now after 6 in the morning. It's now after 6 in the morning, and they have no idea who won. It may be overhyped, but let me give you the Democrats' nightmare scenario. And that is that Bernie Sanders wins, and Joe Biden doesn't come in the top three. Just bad, how bad of an outcome would that be? Depends on exactly where Biden falls. But the overall concern for Biden is that the establishment backers remember that he's run for president twice before without winning a primary or a caucus or a single delegate for that matter, and will decide that the third time is not the charm. Biden would prefer someone like Warren in second place as opposed to Klobuchar or Buttigieg, but either way, a finish like this could signal the wheels finally coming off the Biden campaign. We'll see where this goes. But the Biden campaign might be in the ditch today. And Bernie Sanders' campaign, well, it's the old refrain of we're getting cheated, we're getting screwed here. And it was being heard last night in some of these events. The Washington Examiner overhearing several field organizers for the Vermont senator complaining that supporters of rival candidates were conspiring to block them from winning delegates, vandalizing their signs, creating problems. But here's the big disaster for Democrats and the IDP, the Iowa Democratic Party. You can't even run a caucus correctly. You want to run the country? That's what you want to run the country. Look at what you've done here. You can't even get results from a caucus. Oh, and by the way, the company hired to run the Iowa caucuses is on deck again to do Nevada here in a couple of weeks. That's right. The same company that had the app go haywire, go to hell in Iowa overnight, is on tap to do the Nevada caucuses here in just a couple of weeks. So right now, with no evidence that I'm aware of, the Pete Buttigieg campaign has claimed victory in Iowa. But to what degree, we don't know. Says it's on to New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders on to New Hampshire, where he is almost sure to win. And then Nevada, and then South Carolina. A big month ahead, but man, what a disaster for Tom Perez, the DNC chair. You see, the caucus procedures were changed after the last time around, when Hillary Clinton won by 0.3% ahead of Bernie Sanders in Iowa. At least that's what we're told. And so they said, we're going to make it better. We're going to make it more functional. We're going to make it work better. And what has happened? Chaos. By the way, we're going to go live to Des Moines here in just a few minutes with Mike Garofalo. Mike Garofalo from America's News on the ground there, completely confusing. Said Bernie Sanders, when he was at the event last night, very angry. And Joe Biden, angry as well, upset with everything that's going on. We'll have the latest on that coming up from Mike Garofalo in just a moment. But it is the nightmare scenario for Democrats. Bernie Sanders, a socialist, a guy who's not even truly a Democrat, for him to come out on top, for him to come out on top and win this caucus would be very bad for them. And it would put them in a position where they will be trying once again to figure out how to not let Bernie win. Now, this might be good news for Mike Bloomberg. It could be good news for Mike Bloomberg. Because if he can come in on Super Tuesday, which is the first Tuesday in March, and clean this mess up, sweep Biden out the door, sweep Bernie out the door, maybe, maybe not. Because, look, Bernie's still 20 points ahead in California. And Bernie doesn't get hurt by this. It just outrages his supporters. Here's the Bernie problem. If Bernie wins for the Democrats, they know he can't win on the national stage. He's not going to win a general election in Iowa or Michigan or Wisconsin or North Carolina or Florida or a whole host of other places. Won't happen. But if Bernie gets the screw job again from the Democrat Party, his people won't turn out to vote for the eventual nominee. Meaning that nominee won't win against Donald Trump. The Bernie problem is twofold. The Bernie problem is twofold. Again, if he wins, Democrats lose. And if Bernie loses, Democrats lose. That's the problem. Oh, by the way, on the flip side, nobody's talking about this. Record turnout for President Trump in the Iowa caucuses, he took almost 98% of the vote. Bill Weld and Joe Walsh split up a couple of points, and that's it. But a record-setting turnout for the president in the Iowa caucuses. Unbelievable. Record-setting turnout for the president in the Iowa caucuses. Unprecedented. Blowing away by thousands of caucus goers. What Barack Obama did in 2012. So keep that in mind. The support for the president, off the hook. 14 after on a Tuesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
When you're young, losing money on Wall Street is a relatively minor setback because you still have plenty of time to recover. But when you get to be our age, it's a different story. We don't have the luxury of time, and a bear market now can do some real damage to your hopes for a comfortable retirement. Hey, it's Steve Gruber. Bruce Van Hull and Michael Douglas understand that. And that's why they like to design a portfolio that provides you with income, no matter what the market is doing, without sacrificing potential for growth. Don't let Wall Street dictate how you live your retirement. Talk to Bruce and Michael today about how to protect what you've worked so hard to build. Call 517-323-7526 and schedule a portfolio review today. That's 517-323-7526 or get online at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com.
Steve Gruber was compensated for this ad. Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. is a financial services firm that offers a broad array of products and services, including insurance and annuities. Licensed in Michigan.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.